Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 661. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulder, is chilling out in the hallway. He's kind of looking this direction. He looks like he's up to no good. It's like a half an hour before he gets fed, so he's going to be freaking out before too long. And I should say, we're still in the midst of upgrading the penthouse. I am full in it. I am full bore in this thing. As I'm back on the caffeine because I haven't really been sleeping much this week. I'm really hitting the caffeine pretty hard. Well, fairly hard. I backed off the Monster. Going with Red Bull, which makes me piss more than the Monsters do. Like, the Monster, well, for one, the Monster can is just fucking massive. I don't know why Red Bull makes me piss more than Monster does. I don't know what's up with that. Next week, I might have to go back to the Monster, though, to just, I'm not getting a lot of sleep, as it's been, a lot, trying to get all this painted and whatnot. The home theater downstairs, which I'm making some progress on. I wish I was making more progress, but it is what it is. it's not a whole lot of fun having my living room and everything just torn apart and trying to, I want to experience the joy of my projector and really give it a spin. I mean, I've watched some things on it, but I don't really have a whole lot of time to do that since trying to get everything painted and everything else that I'm doing. The roof should be getting the new roof here soon. I don't have an exact date yet, and that's another kind of hold up on finishing painting things because I have a one right in front of the front door downstairs. There was a leak, and there's going to need to be some drywall replaced. Don't want to do that, though, because, as of right now, it's actually raining. We're going to get kind of Riders on the Storm kind of vibe. The old doors, where it's Riders on the Storm, ding, 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 because it's supposed to rain, like, all fucking day today. So we're going to be hearing that, probably. A little bit of audio. I think it's kind of soothing, get that rain going on. And since I got the caffeine in me, I don't think it'll tire me out. but I'm liking the direction I'm going here with the home theater downstairs. I mean, full-on theater at this point, what I'm going with. I mean, I got some big plans. I got big plans. I've ordered more shit. I'm lining the walls with movie posters. And actually, as I'm sitting here getting ready for the show here, looking at more movie posters, might buy a few more. As of right now, I've only gotten like two of the movie posters in, but I bought a pack of the frames, which I might want to buy another pack real quick because those were from China that I ordered, and I got to hurry up before the tariffs take full hold, before Amazon runs out of their inventory that they currently have in the U.S., you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to pay more than I had five frames for like $100, five movie poster size, so was it, 24 by 36, I think is standard movie poster size-ish. Something to that effect. Yeah, 24 by 36. That's your standard movie poster size, which that's a large poster. And holy shit, Amazon's got some killer movie posters. But as of right now, yeah, it was $100 for a pack of five of those, which was a good deal. And I got them in, and I was concerned. I've ordered frames from other things, and they've come in busted, but this came in, and it was pretty great. All five of them. No cracked glass, none of that shit. They packed it inside two boxes, and there was like it survived the trip from China. China. And anyway, I'm pretty happy with the frames, and currently the posters I'm going with, the movie posters, the first two I got in were the original Star Wars movie poster, which I talked last week about which ones I was thinking about getting. And so I did end up getting, I got the original Star Wars, I've got Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which was not like their main poster, but it looks like it may have been perhaps from another country. So, I mean, it's all in English, but I mean, it looks like going to like a pasta house and seeing like the Italian posters. Like, it's a cool poster. I dig it. The colors they're using and shit. And it's got Short Round. I had to have me some Short Round on a movie poster. He's in there. Ki Hoi Kwan. Love Ki Hoi Kwan. Glad to see he's back to acting and just Loki season 2. I mean, I love me some Ki. And, yeah, I got those two. Those are in. I got them in the frames. Can't put them on the wall yet because I haven't finished painting the walls. but I also got The Jerk, which I used to say it was like my favorite movie of all time. I would say it's probably my favorite comedy of all time. Favorite movie? I mean, that's a tough call. It's a tough call. I mean, I love so many different movies. I'd like to, you know, if I'm going favorites, I'm going to pick it by genre. Like, if I'm going favorite horror movie, it's A Nightmare on Elm Street, hands down, because that was like one of the first horror movies I remember seeing. And just like Freddy, I was so into Freddy. I guess it was just being born in the 80s. And, I mean, every Halloween, I had to fucking tape butter knives to a glove. Put some liquid latex on the face and just go to town. Like a styrofoam hat and do the voice. So, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, I mean, and still just watching that, about the only thing I can really say that's kind of negative towards the original Nightmare on Elm Street is that final scene when Freddy pulls in Nancy's mom through the glass in the door, which they just took like a blow up doll of a person and sucked it through the door, and it looks bad, but it adds to the charm, I think. But the way I love seeing the stuff about the making of that film, because they shot it in like a month or something like that. It was quick, it was low budget, and they actually constructed a fucking room, man, that would flip, because they needed the shot where Tina is thrashing around on the ceiling getting cut up from an invisible Freddy. And, you know, they built a room that they could flip and to make it, you know, everything look right the way it was supposed to in the room. They flipped it and had Tina on the ceiling by, you know, was sort of the floor, because they flipped the room. They starched all the curtains and everything, linen and everything in there, so it would stay. It wouldn't fucking move when they flipped it over. And that's also, of course, the room that they used for the blood coming out of the waterbed when Johnny Depp's character gets sucked into the waterbed and the blood shoots out. And apparently, I think one crew member almost died during the filming of the blood coming out, because they almost got like electrocuted to death. There's some crazy stuff, but I mean, dude, that movie is just so fucking good. So good. So good. So good, as Neil Diamond would say. but yeah, so I got Nightmare on Elm Street. That was a must. I love that original movie poster. I think when I think of iconic movie posters, I mean the original Star Wars movie poster, which I would say is like favorite Star Wars. I probably more go with Empire Strikes Back. But movie poster-wise, that OG original Star Wars poster is fucking iconic, man. And then the original Nightmare on Elm Street poster. You got Nancy in the bed, and then the glove hand like coming above, but it's almost looks like the hand in like New Nightmare. Like the way it's more of the knives are coming out of his hand, not so much the glove. But you get kind of like the Freddy overview of Nancy in the bed. That's just fucking, that image is forever burned into my brain. And though not my favorite Tarantino movie, I mean, I love the movie. I had this poster and I think I threw it away when I moved in here because I had it on my wall for a long time, not in a frame or anything. And the poster moved from place to place and it was just not in great shape. And so I just went ahead and tossed it. But Pulp Fiction, I mean, I love Pulp Fiction, but it's not my favorite Tarantino. I mean, it's hard to really pick a favorite Tarantino. I mean, it's just so good. But I mean, Pulp Fiction's iconic, and that's another iconic movie poster. And like, I know when I think of the poster for Pulp Fiction, I know it. Uma Thurman with that haircut that's so synonymous with Pulp Fiction. She's got the short bangs, the long sides, and it's an iconic, and just I mean, her character, and it's just fantastic. Mia Wallace. But yeah, I got that poster, and I'm trying to think. Was I think I pretty much named them all. I feel like maybe I forgot one. Maybe, perhaps not. I'm thinking about getting more. I don't know how much wall space I'm really gonna have downstairs. I mean, it's not going to be that big of a deal if I have a couple extra movie posters, because you know what? I got more walls upstairs. I thought about like lining the walls on the staircase coming upstairs with movie posters as well. But I don't know that I really want to go through painting those walls. That was all that's all the movie posters I currently bought. So Star Wars, the OG, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Jerk, Temple of Doom, Pulp Fiction, yeah. But, I mean, I love movie posters. And there's just so many good ones that, and I'm seeing online, like, oh, fuck, there's some really good ones. Like, there's the Grindhouse double feature with Death Proof, the Tarantino film, with Planet Terror, the Rodriguez, which they released together in the theater. Which I just love. I saw that in the theater as a double feature, and they had the fake trailers for Machete, which became real. Hobo with a Shotgun, which I love that one. And Thanksgiving, which became a movie finally, like, what is it, like 15 years later? 20 years later, whatever the hell it was. I guess it was a while later. It was a couple years ago now that they released Thanksgiving as a movie. But it was probably something like 15, because it was like 2006 or so that they put out the double feature. I don't know. I was just looking at a poster of the double feature. I lost it, though. It's not here on the thing. But there's just so many good movie posters. I almost feel like, too, like maybe I could just rotate the posters out, like collect movie posters, and you know, I could have multiple inside a frame, and then just like I get bored of one, just flip it out to like a movie theater. I imagine they probably have like a digital movie poster frame where you could just change out movie poster. Let's see here. There's got to be a way to have like different backlit movie posters. I don't that's some of the shit gets really fucking expensive. Yeah, when I put in digital movie poster, I'm not seeing actual to where you can just change the movie poster itself. I would imagine there's something like that. They have those picture frames where you can do that. Oh, there's what, holy shit. 27 by 40 inch LED movie poster frame, home theater wall mounted, advertised picture frame display. I looks like something I could just keep changing the oh no, it's a backlit. It's not what I was expecting. I was trying to find something where it would just change. You could just change whatever movie poster was in there, digitally speaking. Which is cool to have the backlight on those. But I did buy some cheap lights that were like $15 for five of them. That I haven't tried the lights out. It's one of those things too. I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. Or once I get the walls up, I'll put the posters up, and then I'll test out the lights. They had positive reviews. I've seen pictures of other people using them on other things, and it's a cool little light. They're battery powered, and they've got a remote to where you can like turn them on and off with. But I thought it'd be cool to put them above the movie posters and give it the real feel like you're in a fucking movie theater. And I did it come into when I was clearing the wall off that I did have already put pictures up, which I think I'm just going to put most of the pictures I had up there on that wall upstairs and whatnot. There was the Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers hologram that I have that I'm keeping that fucker around. But I might put that in the bathroom. It's a weird thing, the downstairs bathroom. So when you're walking, it's like, what the fuck? That's what you get for taking a shit in my bathroom. You're going to have to look at a killer. I mean, it's movie themed, but it's not a movie poster. And it just, I want the stuff downstairs with the exception of my blues wall. The blues wall is staying, you know, I'm keeping the pucks where that, it was a bitch mounting that fucking thing to the wall. So I'm keeping the mounts up for that. And once I took it down currently, which I'm going to paint there and fix that wall up. And, but it's staying a blues wall, baby. And, I need to get some more nicer things. Like I did have the, deal I got from the Cujo game, which is a banner thing that is really cheap, and it just doesn't look real hot on the wall. So I plan to get something a little bit better than that. We'll see what I can get. I'm kind of waiting for the playoffs to wrap up because I know that they're going to have, I mean, fuck, if they win the cup again, there's going to be all kinds of new shit to buy. But I know that you can get a deal with a sliver of a game used puck from the 2019 season when they won the cup. You can get a, like they've got a picture of the team plus like a sliver of the cup when they won their 11th straight. And I know they're going to have shit like that again, especially if this season. I mean, they had 12 straight year. They set their franchise record for a win streak. And I'm sure, I mean, they might have that anyway, even if they don't win the cup. But I'm so invested in this season. I mean, I went to 6 fucking games, which, I mean, there'll never be, even if they win the cup this season, like, they can't have a better season than 2019. They were in dead last fucking place. They weren't that bad this year. But it did look like they weren't going to make it. It did look like this team's just not going to make it. But, I mean, they've been playing killer hockey for the last couple months. And, I've never been to this many games in a season. And I've watched almost every fucking game on TV if I wasn't there. So now, you know, I've watched plenty of Blues games before this season. Definitely didn't watch as many games as I have this year. And definitely was never, like, I think before that, the most I'd ever been to games-wise in person was like 2 in a season, which... it's an expensive thing, you know, like going to the games and just, I probably could have maybe not went to so many games. It is pretty expensive. but these days it is a little bit easier to find cheaper tickets. You know, if you go through, I mean, you got so many options with StubHub. There's like a Game Time, I think is the app I was using. And, if you know the ins and the outs, you know, and you wait till like Game Time, depending, I mean, right now, I mean, playoff tickets are fucking expensive. The cheapest ones, I think, are right at 100-ish. I think there's a Sunday's game, like the about the only game I'd probably be able to go to is next Sunday's game, which I think the cheapest ticket was like 100. Anyway, you can wait till like day of and just kind of find some really good deals on resales on like StubHub and whatnot. And just go through the different apps, you know, Ticketmaster. And there's, I don't know, probably countless other ones. But anyway, yeah, I'd like to get something that commemorates this season. I mean, I got some pucks, obviously. I mean, all the pucks I have, I got this season. I would love to get like a team photo or something of this and have that in place of the banner deal that I had from the Hall of Fame game. Because it's real cheap. I almost thought about, too, like putting it in a frame, because the part that makes it look cheap is it has this plastic rod going through it that looks so cheap, and hanging it like that. Like if I put it in a frame and then just kind of wrapped it over something to keep it nice and tight, and in the frame it probably wouldn't look so bad. I mean, it's got Cujo on it. I love it. I can't throw it away. but yeah, I want to put stuff, now that I'm really making the downstairs look nice, I want to put some kind of framed deal of commemorating this season that would be nice on it. But again, I mean, I want to wait until see how the playoffs go off, because if they win the cup, I got to have them winning the cup this year, because I'm so invested into this season. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I feel like they have a really strong chance. I mean, since the Four Nations break, they've got the best record of any team since, like, really that break. I mean, they are just on fire. Obviously, the Winnipeg Jets, who they're playing right now, have the best record in all of the NHL for the whole season. So it's going to be a fun matchup. As I'm recording this, you know, we're just a couple hours out from their first game. We'll see what happens. But anyway, yeah, I'm really looking forward to, finishing the downstairs. I did, one issue with the wall where I had like the Kruger frame on. I had this one box on the wall, which I really wasn't sure what was on. It had a plastic cover that was looked like tar yellow, like somebody might've been a smoker at some point. and I was like, what the fuck is that? So I wasn't sure what it was. I knew it wasn't a carbon monoxide detector or a smoke alarm or anything like that. It was bigger than that. And just wasn't really sure. I should have known what it was. Popped it off and I was like, oh, it's the chime for the doorbell. Like, oh, I feel real dumb. But I did get a really sweet cover for that off Amazon. That looks like something that you'd see in a movie theater. I believe it's got a light to it, like inside it. But it looks like an old-fashioned like light you would see in a movie theater. I think that's going to turn out well on that dark red wall. And update on the drapes. I believe I talked about the drapes last week. I do have a date when the drapes should be here. They have shipped. I was hoping to get them in this weekend so I could really finish painting the walls. Unfortunately, that's not the case, but they should arrive on Monday, so I'm hoping by Wednesday night to really have stuff ready to roll to start painting. I don't know that I'll start painting the walls. I'm painting the ceiling today. I finished doing some spackling earlier on the ceiling, and I'll be painting the ceilings black later. I got to try to... As soon as I'm done here, I thought about, like, maybe I should wait till tomorrow to record. But, which also, tomorrow is Easter, the day I will be putting this out. Watch out for Zombie Hitler. He will be coming out of the bunker, because, of course, Easter is on fucking Adolf Hitler's birthday this year. Also, the anniversary of Columbine. Just a dark, dark day in human history. And Easter lines up with that now. Anyway, it happens from time to time. I forgot where I was going with any of that. But yeah, I'm painting the ceilings later, painting it black as a I should definitely pull up the Rolling Stones playlist while I'm painting it black. That way we can totally get the that'd be fantastic. That I think that's a must. Got to listen to Paint It Black as I'm painting the ceiling black. It just seems fitting. But the biggest concern I have, which I'm not too worried, I guess, about the ceiling part of this, but like cutting it in as going around the outlines of the walls. Because, you know, I'm not painting the walls black. They're still a dark color. So if I do get black on the walls, I mean, I probably cover it up fairly easy. I'll probably just have to do a couple coats. But that's the only part that makes me a little nervous, is cutting it in, mainly on the walls. Because, again, if I'm doing the ceiling first, if I get a little bit of black, going back over the spots where I fucked up and got it on the wall, not that big of a deal. But, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of experience doing that, so we'll see how well I do that. And, I'm going to attempt to cut it in with the fucking paintbrush. We'll see how well I do with that. And, I'm hoping, I feel somewhat confident in my abilities. We'll see what happens. I do have the extender for the roller. The main part of the ceiling I'm not too concerned about. Again, I'll have to cut in around like the light fixtures and stuff. I think that part's going to be actually the most time-consuming part. That's going to be the real bitch of it. At least my ceilings aren't very tall down there. I mean, I can get up there pretty easily with the ladder. But I think that's going to be the real bitch of it. I almost feel like that, I might just stop at that and then wait to do the roller tomorrow. We'll see what time I really want to just at least get the segment inside the living room there done with the black, with rolling the black. Because, of course, I want to watch the Blues game later. So. And I might end up having people stop by for it, so I'll have to fucking knock it out, damn it. So hopefully, and unfortunately too, I have to do my grocery shopping today, which is all fucking me up, because I'm pretty sure Schnucks, which I do all my shopping at, is closed tomorrow for Easter. So I got to knock that out today, and I might get some extra wings, because you know there is a Blues game. So I might go for a small bucket of wings instead of, so normally when I go for like my Sunday grocery shopping, I'll buy a small thing of it, real small thing of it, and not get crazy. But I'll go maybe a little bit bigger with the, or maybe, you know, I don't know. So far, nobody's like a guaranteed. I haven't had anybody say, hey, I'm coming over to watch the game today. So, but I've told everybody, almost everybody I know about this, about like, having the theater set up, because how can I not? And you know, I might have a couple of people show up like, let's watch this fucking Blues hockey. So we shall see what transpires. As I am excited for the Blues hockey, but I'm also excited to finish this fucking this room up downstairs, the theater room. And I did find a cheaper surround sound to get. I know people are giving me shit about it. Like, when are you getting the surround sound? I'm like, I don't really need it. I'm like, fuck. Again, with the tariffs too, I'm like, if I found it still cheap, I got to like get it now, right? Because any moment this shit's going to like double or triple in price. So I'm like hurrying up. I keep looking at my bank account like, okay, what kind of funds do I really have left from this home equity loan? And like, should I not buy this? It's tough decisions. But I'm, you know, I'm liking the vision I have. I have a pretty clear vision of how things are going to turn out. And I think it's pretty good. I am still a little concerned with the frame that I made for around the projector screen, which is my wall. I just painted the wall. I did get the trim. I got it cut down to where I wanted it. I painted it black, which I will have to go back over and paint some touch-ups on it. There are some definite spots that need to go. I'll probably just go over the whole thing again, but I need to finish that up. And I'm concerned because I just used a handsaw to cut those down. I know with one of them, I didn't exactly get the straightest, so it might be a little tricky getting that to line up right when I put that on the wall. And as right now, I'm just planning on gonna put it up with, I wanted to nail it to the wall, but unfortunately, a lot of the parts where I would be nailing to the wall, I was running along the stud finder along the wall to check to see if there was live wires. And of course, most of the area where I'd be nailing to the wall, there's fucking live wires. So nailing to the wall, not gonna work out. So I'm having to, I thought about, double-sided tape. And that seems like the most non-destructive way, I guess, to do it. You probably still end up pulling paint off the wall if I pull it off, but it wouldn't rip the drywall, theoretically. I'm concerned with the double-sided tape, though, that it would not hold it. I mean, the wood's kind of, they're longer pieces of wood. I'm afraid that it wouldn't hold that well. I almost feel like I should maybe just get I should still have some double-sided tape here and just test it out, just a couple of pieces of double-sided tape just to hold it up there, just to make sure that this shit lines up right. That I don't have to, like, hack part of it off or sand it down or something. I feel like I should hopefully be able to sand the stuff down and make it line up a little bit better. But again, that's kind of my concern with that. I imagine maybe if there's some segments, where it doesn't quite fill in, just, I've got like scrap pieces of that stuff laying around, and maybe I could just like hack off just a small little bit to do some filling in. I don't know. I might have to get creative with that. But basically, I was going to glue that to the wall. I was going to caulk it to the wall, which could get... I bought some caulk that hopefully wouldn't completely tear apart the drywall if I had to pull it off. I definitely don't want to immediately just caulk that to the wall. I want to do a test run, which I might want to do that before I really paint the walls, finish painting the walls, just to make sure that shit lines up right. I think that's probably my best bet. Like, put small little pieces of double-sided tape on there just to kind of hold it in place, enough to hold it in place, and then make sure it's good to go, and then sand it down or whatever I got to do before going, all right, let's caulk this bitch to the wall. Which, I want to wait until I paint the wall before I like think about caulking it or doing anything that's going to really set it in there. But it's got me a little nervous. I almost feel like maybe I should have just fucking been happy with paint a border on there. Maybe don't use the, it's really hard when you got that big of a screen to like paint a straight line and like a border on there. Like, it's a real bitch. Like, I had a fairly straight line. Like, I took a laser level and shit and then like did a painter's tape across there to get a straight line and what have you. But it was still, I mean, it was tricky. I even took a ruler, did measurements along the wall, and like went around with a pencil and marked every so often where like the top, like 2.5 inches, whatever it was, I measured from the from the ceiling. It was a painstaking little thing to go through, and I did a pretty good job of keeping it pretty straight. But at the end, when it's that long, man, it's hard to make a straight line, like perfectly straight. And when you have ceilings and stuff, like they're not always like level. So, I mean, making it look straight to the ceiling, it's tricky. So, but I feel like, you know, putting that trim around as a border, that should make it look straighter-ish. That is the one thing that I'm still kind of not sure how well that's going to go. Like putting that on there. I feel like maybe if I had a better saw, I could have done a better job of, you know, lining that shit up, making a straighter cut. I think I actually did a pretty good job on all but one of the pieces when I cut it. I think there was just the one piece where I really didn't do, where I cut it a little off. There is a slight variance in size to where I did cut it, as Agent Mulder is done eating now, and he's up here, coming up here to say hi. What's up, buddy? You going to say hi? You going to come up here? Don't stop the recording. I'm going to push the keyboard back, so hopefully he does not stop the recording or anything weird. Are you enjoying this, buddy? He's been very upset with me for the most part. I've got his whole living room torn apart, and I'm fucking up his whole routine. As I've been moving shit all around, and I've been staying up late. I've been getting very little sleep most nights, as I've been trying to really knock whatever it is that night I'm working on to like knock it out, or at least, you know, part of when I'm out. And I had a group run, the third Thursday group run this week. You know, I've been ran 3 days, 3 nights, and of course it was my mother's birthday on Monday, so I mean I've been doing other shit. And but I still want to each night try to knock out at least something. So, and I don't want to stop in the middle of like painting and then just get, like, you know, part of what I wanted to get done painting. It's like, you got to fucking muscle through. You don't, if I'm going to waste a paintbrush, I'm going to get as much usage as I can get out of it. Shit's not cheap. And I don't want to clean them again, because I tried cleaning this before when I painted the wall, or the garage door, rather. I tried to use turpentine, and that was a mistake, man. That just, the fumes were all inside my garage for like a solid week. The fumes got into here, and I didn't even use the fucking turpentine in here, but it got into here. It was so fucking bad. Like, I do not want to have to use turpentine to clean fucking brushes and shit again. It was not worth it. And the brushes didn't get that clean. It was fucking ridiculous. Now, granted, if I was did a painting for a living, I'm sure I'd probably have some kind of setup to save brushes, because you can't just keep replacing fucking brushes every fucking time you go to paint something. That's fucking ridiculous and expensive. Anyway. Yeah. The vision in my brain, like the downstairs is gonna look awesome. But again, that what's inside my brain and what the final result is going to be possibly totally different. Hell, maybe it'll look better, but then I thinking, but I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know anymore. I am very curious just to see what happens. I am not real sure. Again, on like the frame of the screen there, that is going to be something that will be tricky shall we say. And again, I'm just hoping that part lines up. I'm confident, though, I'll be able to figure it out. It just might take a few days. That could really put that could be a real trap of something that could fuck me up a little bit on that, as I'll have to figure it out a little bit better. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Past that, I mean, I feel pretty confident. We'll see about my painting abilities. that'll be a little bit tricky too, is like how well I cut in the ceiling and cutting in the sides of the walls. That is a tricky part. I feel pretty confident my ability to now use a roller. There was a lot of spots I had to fix on the walls, and I got kind of late already, like, okay, you know what? I don't feel like I need to fix every spot they fucked up while painting, because there's a lot. There's a fucking lot, and I don't want to. I'm already to a point with some of it. You know, I'm like getting so tired of working on the shit. Like, I want to get back to like my normal life. That I am afraid I'm going to start cutting a lot of corners before the end. So I'm trying to avoid doing that, but at the same time with like fixing all of the runs that are on the walls and the ceiling, which I'm fixing. I mean, there's some of them is like, okay, I don't really, nobody will ever notice except for me. Oh, fun fact, the Grindhouse Double Feature was 2007. My bad. Anyway. I feel like it was longer ago than that, but yeah, I guess it was 2007. As I might get a movie poster of that too. We'll see. I might get another 5-pack of movie poster frames. I'm hoping that, you know, yeah, I just don't start really phoning it in with shit. I'm trying to take my time. Like, I know that, like I set out, like, okay, today I want to finish this and get that done. But, you know, I've ran into, I thought I was going to be further along the process that I am currently. Again, I was hoping to have those drapes in already, but it's unfortunately not coming until Monday, or fortunately, rather, because it's given me more time to be like, okay, I don't have to finish the ceilings quite as fast as I thought, or at least wanted to, which... Again, yeah, like doing the cutting in and stuff, that's got me a little nervous. I don't want to fuck up like painting over my light fixtures and what have you. I've already got my table covered, got the chairs for it upstairs. I'm going to put plastic over a lot of the shit. So I'm not too worried about getting paint on stuff. I know I want to cover the floor because I don't want to get paint all over the flooring as, yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe at the end I'll be like, you know what, I'm pretty fucking good at painting, let's become a union painter. Probably not, but hey, they make good money. You know, I'd consider doing that as a job if there was, like, when I was like 20 or so, I considered like getting into it, and then didn't end up doing it, but because I mean, it's good money. You get into a union job doing painting. Right now, like, I wouldn't want to. I don't like having to travel. I like going to work in one place, the same place every day, and having it very close to home. So, yeah, I prefer that scenario. But yeah, painting, I know they can make some good money. Also, another thing I just wouldn't want to deal with is the dust. Doing the sanding from the, you know, when you're doing the spackling on the walls, you got to sand. That creates a lot of dust. And now granted, you know, you're going to be doing that for a job. You're going to wear a respirator and stuff. But that shit gets all over you. All over you. I don't think I'd want to deal with that. That's... probably the messiest part of the job. I feel like if you're good enough with a roller, you're pretty good about not getting it all over you. And obviously, I'm going to wear clothes that I know I'm going to get paint on. And I'm used to now working a job where my clothes get completely covered in shit. Not technically shit, but, you know, like, they turn black from welding, and they get holes in them. So, I mean, I guess it would probably be nicer to do the painting. At least the clothes wouldn't get holes in them real fast, and I could probably keep the same clothes forever. Just be careful, you know, getting in the car afterwards, as I might have to have tarps inside my car to prevent getting paint all over my car. But yeah, I think it's going to be pretty awesome. Like, even if it doesn't match, if the home theater thing doesn't match what I have in my brain, I think it'll still look pretty good. I know I'm going to fuck some shit up while painting. I'm probably going to have a few runs and whatnot in there. I feel like black is going to hide a lot of shit, though. I don't know. We'll see what happens. but I feel pretty solid. And there's a few things that I'm not sure what I should do. I'm like with the registers for the vents, the ceiling registers. Like, I'm wondering if I should maybe spray paint those, as they're white and it's gonna look weird. Let's see here, painting ceiling registers. But, I mean, they're made of metal. I don't know that I just want to run a paintbrush over it. I would think spray paint would probably be the best bet. Simply because it's just putting a brush over it when it's got so many small little, you know, sharp metal pieces. It's not going to work real well. And I feel like spray paint's probably the best way to go about it. Get a flat black spray paint. I feel like that's the best bet. I'm going to say, like, go out in the garage or maybe outside. this woman's saying she's got a powder room to do that. I'm not... But I imagine, like, that's my best bet, is painting those fuckers black. I would think, which they're just using a box to paint them in. That's, like, a good idea. I think I want to clean them first and get the dirt off there. I don't have any rust. I'm pretty sure there's no rust in there. But, I'll paint both sides. I think spray paint's just the way to go. Get a flat black spray paint. And that might be one of the last things I do. I got to take those off before I do the fucking... do the walls. I think even the ones, like, on the walls, not on the ceilings, that I'll probably just go ahead and paint those fuckers black as well. Even though it's going to be a dark red. I mean, having a dark black on the ceiling and then just having black vents, I don't think that's going to be a big problem. I imagine I'll just replace, because I can get black covers for like the electrical outlets and what have you. I imagine I'll just get those. Those are super cheap. Just to, you know, it's not going to cost a whole lot for that. So, you know, I'll pop those off. Just replace them. But, yeah, I think definitely painting. I'm going to have to paint those vents. That is definitely something, because it's just going to look really out of place. Oh, I do have some fucking lights that like flat up against the ceiling. man, it looks weird if you paint those, I think. And that's... pretty sure the spray paint will look good on the vents, but not so much on these lights. I don't know what to do about those lights. Let's see. Maybe I should ask. I mean, I could ask somebody at Lowe's, maybe. Ceiling. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, that's I want to paint the ceiling. Can't wait. yeah, I mean, there's a few light. The light fixtures could be a bit of an issue. Be a little tricky. Yeah, recessed lights. That's what I was thinking of. What that is, from what I understand, it looks fucked up. You know, if you paint, just put normal paint on those. So yeah, I think mine are made of plastic too, and they're putting like the normal wall paint on that plastic's gonna look funky. So that's, I'm pretty sure, I'll double check them, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, if I were to paint them, I'd have to use a special primer. I don't want the white stuff sticking out, you know? Having those recessed lights, that shit is, Yeah, here's a note on this website. Yeah, consider using a professional. If you're not comfortable about it, consider getting a professional painter. Not doing that. I don't want to waste all my money here on that. I feel like maybe, I don't know. This is a I imagine I'll just paint around them for now and then just check to see what happens. I'll figure the light out after I've painted the ceilings. You know, remove the whole fixture if I have to and maybe paint it that way. We'll see. I mean, I probably would have to if I wanted to paint it. At least drop it down a little bit before I paint it. Or, you know, just, you know, paint around it and just see, like, how bad does that stick out on the wall? Because that's going to be a sharp contrast. It's white with the black. Not real sure how that's going to turn out. I forgot to mention, yeah, I've used the projector more. I did finally get around to the, this, again, it's the X Jimmy Aura 2. Projector I'm using. I did get around to watching a 3D movie last night. I hooked up my PS4 to it, and because the PS3 and the PS4 both can play 3D Blu-rays, I did get Rogue One on 3D Blu-ray, and I already had Predator on 3D Blu-ray. I think those are the only 3D Blu-rays, but I might have more. I don't know. I'd have to go through my shit and look. I don't watch physical media much anymore. But I used the X Jimmy 3D glasses last night, which is kind of a pain. They're kind of a pain in the ass. Not the most comfortable thing to be wearing and watching a movie with. And here's the big kicker. When you use these, you have to make sure you charge them like 2 to 3 hours till you get a full charge on them. I used one that wasn't fully charged. I had one pair that was fully charged, and the other, I grabbed the wrong pair apparently, and it wasn't fully charged, and it didn't work. It didn't work right. It's like it has a power button on the glasses, and you hit the power button, and then you can adjust the image. If it doesn't look right, you hit the power button again until it, keep hitting it until it looks right. But if it's not fully charged, it's not going to fucking work. So you got to make sure those fuckers are fully charged before you fucking watch a 3D movie with it. So it's a real pain in the ass to make sure that you got to plan out in advance you're going to watch a 3D movie and make sure this shit's charged. It was cool. It was cool to have that effect. And like once I got glasses to where they were working last night, I mean, it was pretty cool to have like the 3D. Better than watching it previously, how I had it in the TV I have in my bedroom here is 3D as well, but I'm always like sitting so close to the TV that it's just kind of awkward. I mean, it's cooler to have sitting back further and having a massive screen a little bit of a different experience. The glasses aren't the most comfortable thing, and they're not very big, too. It's like, I mean, they're very thin. Like, I almost feel like, I mean, Asian people, not to be sound completely racist here, but they do tend to have thinner eyes. So I imagine they don't want, like, the bigger glasses or something. I don't know. But they're not the most uncomfortable thing, but they're not. It's, again, I'd rather just watch a fucking movie without the glasses. I mean, sometimes it's cool to go see it, like, in the movie theater. They tend to have, the nicer movie theaters tend to have, like, nicer glasses and whatnot. I don't know that, because I know that other projectors have the 3D, and you can get, at least I saw the higher rated glasses on Amazon. I don't know if the technology is different. I tried using the 3D glasses I had for my old TV with the projector, and that does not work. it did not work. I was not getting the 3D effect. I was saddened. I mean, there's some kind of fucking camera inside the X Jimmy ones. I don't know exactly how that technology works, but yeah, again, if you do get one of those and you want the 3D effect, the big thing is to make sure those things are fully fucking charged. Which, when you plug it in, the light in the front of the glasses will turn red as it's charging, and then when it's fully charged, it will turn green, I believe. When you turn it on, it turns blue. But yeah, you'll know when it's fully charged. And again, it's you gotta fully charge it, because it will not work. It is but yeah, I got 3Ds. I haven't noticed any real negative thing, again, other than maybe, I mean, the glasses aren't the best. They're not rated real highly on Amazon, at least, too. I know, yeah, again, though, you may or may not be able to use some for the other projectors, but I don't know, the technology might be a little different. It may not sync up with the projector, so I wouldn't recommend it. I haven't done a lot of research on it, so, you know, I would consult someone that's not me on that, perhaps. If you should end up going down that route. But yeah, overall, I mean, it's movies have looked fucking fantastic on it at nighttime. Without having the drapes right now, daytime kind of sucks. It gets awfully dark, you know, and it's hard to see a lot of the image. For some reason, watching YouTube videos looks fine with more light, but then I pull out a movie, like I've been watching, I was watching Deadpool Wolverine. There's a lot of real dark scenes in there. It can get hard to see when I got this natural light coming in from the left of the screen, like directly to the left of it. A little tough. I'm expecting that once I put those drapes up, that it's going to be a different story, that will be a huge game changer. But again, time will tell. Only time will tell. As yeah, I'm hoping that I can finish that up pretty quickly. I am not. I don't want to keep my living room all torn apart for another week. Hopefully, within hopefully by next weekend, that I've got all the painting done. But I'm not holding my breath on that. Probably going to end up having to do some painting by next weekend to at least like finish doing like some touch-ups at least, which touch-ups I'm not too worried about. I can go around with the paintbrush. I don't have to have every fucking thing covered in plastic and out of the room. Right now, I've just got a lot of shit pulled out of the fucking living room and the dining room and kitchen, what have you. I've just like taken a lot of the shit out of there. I'm going to have to... What I can't take out, like the table, I've got that covered in cardboard right now. Gonna probably just go ahead and toss some plastic over it too. I don't know. We'll see. But I think I got that cardboard. I had a bunch of boxes from all the shit I've ordered recently. So I just went ahead and covered that fucker with cardboard since I had it. Like, why waste more plastic if I can just cover that easily with cardboard? So I got that secured with some painter's tape right now on the on the lava table. And I got the chairs, my Amish chairs, upstairs. So, lot more work ahead. I need to do some go to a trip to Lowe's after I'm done recording here. Get a couple more paintbrushes, some more plastic. And I feel like there was something else. Oh, shit. Yeah, I got to fix my my outside faucet. Kind of forgot about that. I need to do that because I had a tech from level 9 come out and was doing maintenance on my shit, but couldn't wash out the outside air conditioner unit because my spigot out there sprays water everywhere. He didn't want to fuck up my siding. So I also have to do that. Kind of forgot about that part. It's good that I talked this through. And so I'll have to take care of that within the next couple of days and hopefully get him back out here to take care of that. Yeah. So let's go Blues. Let's get that done, fellas. Robert Thomas, Braden Shen, the boys, Bennington. I have faith. I'm hoping Dylan Holloway comes back like ASAP. It's a totally different team when Dylan Holloway's out there. He's their second highest goal scorer this season behind Jordan Kyrou. And he's got a lot of speed, man. And he just adds a lot more offensive threat to the game. And they got the players to get it done without him, I think. But holy shit, it is just way better with him out on the ice. And it is good we have Colton Parayko back. He's put up quite a few bit of offense with 16 or 17 goals this year. I think 9 or 10 was his previous best in a season. And so, he would have been over 20 goals had he not gotten injured, because he was out for a while there. And, he was, he scored a goal in his first game back, I believe. The guy's been on it. He is definitely on it, locked in. And I am excited to see, where the rest of this season's this playoffs gonna go. I believe in my heart that there's a very strong possibility they're gonna win the cup. Especially, playing Winnipeg this first round. Granted, Winnipeg is sucked in the playoffs, pretty much always. They are, the number one team in the NHL right now. So there's a lot of expectation that they're going to win the series. But this is the St. Louis Blues. And there's still like five guys on the roster from that magical 2019 season. And I think they've got eight players in total that have won a cup. So you've got a couple other guys that have won cups on other teams that are on this team. So they've been there. They've been to the mountaintop, and once you've been to the mountaintop, you can get back to the mountaintop because, what it takes. You're not going to crack under pressure. You're going to have the ice in your veins like one Mr. Jordan fucking Bennington, and you're going to just destroy. As an ice hockey player, you got to have ice in your veins, right? You got to be cold as ice. Anywho. I really need to wrap this up because, I've still got a lot of fucking work to do, and I would like to watch the Blues game later. It's like noon right now. So I've got a few hours yet, but again, I want to try to get that fucking at least cut into the ceiling. I've got to do some shopping and stuff before I can do that, and grocery shopping and a Lowe's run. So we'll, I'll definitely do, hopefully by the next podcast. When I do the next podcast, I will be done with painting downstairs. I'm not holding my breath on that, though. I feel like there's a good chance I'm probably still going to have to do some painting of the walls. If anything, I'll probably still have to paint the registers. Which, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. I'm looking into that. Just take a box and then spray paint those fuckers inside the box. So I will have to get that maybe not today. I think one of the last things I'll do. I haven't taken them off the ceiling yet, which is I'll do that right before I start painting. And the lights are going to be tricky. The recessed lights. Do I, don't I? Again, I think I'm just going to hold off on that and see how it looks without painting those. Because that seems like a real pain in the ass on painting those. But we shall see. But as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.